With Montana News, I'm Rachel Kramer. Republican lawmakers are taking steps to kill a proposed increase in Montana's tobacco tax. The tax increase would raise tens of millions of dollars a year that would go in part to increase the wages of caregivers for elderly and disabled Medicaid patients. In a party-line vote, the House Taxation Committee today approved a motion requiring a supermajority to send that tax bill to the House floor for further consideration. 60 of the 100 representatives will have to vote to do that. Republican Representative Kerry White of Bozeman says he's concerned about the impact of the tax on low-income people.
I have grave concerns about the impact on this to low-income. And the other thing that I was looking at with the other states that are neighboring, the black market possibility. I mean, you're talking a $30 profit on a carton of cigarettes.
Democratic Representative Tom Jacobson from Great Falls says this bill should be given more time for discussion and debate on the House floor.
I cannot emphasize enough that these kinds of shenanigans should be put aside and allow fair, honest debate and voting where a majority, a simple majority, is set aside can approve or disapprove that. You're denying representatives and the actual democracy that we've come in here. I cannot strongly object enough.
The bill's sponsor, Democratic Senator Mary Cafaro of Helena, says she thinks the bill is dead. I'm Rachel Kramer, Montana Public Radio. For more Montana news and updates, be sure to visit our website, mtpr.org. You can also follow us on Facebook and Twitter. Thanks for listening.